was 1,200.
Blog Talk Radio.
We have to talk more about this.
Hey, big.
Thoroughly big.
How does that keep? How do we keep starting with "Hey, big"?
When you, it's in the preferences when you schedule the show. It'll very bottom.
Hey, big, big,
I've missed it a few times.
Big.
So.
Oh, okay, just a.
So I
maybe the Sunday. The Sunday one is the one that I have the that I have allergies to fire.
Black and blue and broken bones you left me.
Oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
I can get raped in prison over this. Last night we were watching American History X, my man.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen that piece of shit.
The last time I saw it was like with you and the crew, you know what I mean? All those
years. Yeah, that's right.
One time. But that shit is even, it stands the test of time. It was a good fucking movie, man. Like, it was.
Is it?
Yeah, it was fucking awesome. Well, just because he gets duped at the butt by force, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, he gets force duped. Yeah, there's a force duking in that movie.
No, my wife was cringing. She was like, oh!
Actually, that's not even the most cringeworthy moment of American history.
I know.
Not even by far.
We actually jumped out of our seats when we saw it again. It was like, oh, my God, put your mouth on the curb.
Yeah, that's actually not the only... I saw Curb Stomp in another movie the other day, too, actually, come to think of it.
Yeah, no, I thought about that the other day. I must have watched Together or something. What was that?
Was it a British movie?
Ah, could have been... I don't remember. But yeah, definitely something, I guess, more contemporary. Because that movie was 98, man.
98? American History X is 98?
98. That is a 90s movie.
Dude, that's a 14-year-old movie.
That shit's crazy. You know, Edward Norton got nominated for that.
I cannot believe that was that fucking long ago.
I know.
Absolutely insane.
That shit slapped me in the face. I was like, what?
Well, the younger kid was played by Edward Furlong, right?
I know. And that's the best thing he's ever going to do. Fuck the Terminator 2. And, skill-wise, and they get shot at the end, which is awesome because he always disliked the kid.
Yeah, no, it was great when Edward Furlong gets shot. I mean, I was kind of, he was the one who should have gotten raped in that movie. That was just...
Yeah. I should write them in that movie. Like, oh, I don't know, I'm nobody, but I'm here now. It's time.
That was my favorite, actually the best thing Edward Furlong ever did, which is also the funniest and the worst thing he ever did, was he was arrested for doing something like releasing lobsters from a restaurant into the ocean.
he shoplifted them. And, he was, like, trying to liberate them or whatever.
That, my friend, is the product of a drug-fueled white boy ennui. That is exactly what it is.
There's no other word to describe those actions. That's what it is.
What a little shit. Anyway, let me tell you something.
He's weird. Like, well, he was weird looking. Like in that time period, he had that still an androgynous thing going on.
No, he was. I'm not even going to agree with you on that. He was effeminate. He was extremely effeminate.
Well, yeah, you're right. But now, though, you know, he's a man now.
No, he's not.
He's a fat dude now. Actually, I'm looking at him.
But does he look like a man?
Yeah, he does. He looks fat. This guy's like facial hair. He's fat. He's wearing a security guard outfit, I guess, for a role in a movie. Or he could be a security guard at this point.
Well, I mean, I would bank on that. I mean, poor Gary Coleman was a security guard. Can you believe that? Somebody like Gary Coleman, who is... I mean, Gary Coleman is fucking famous, yo.
I know, dude. Everyone knows who fucking... Gary Coleman was a little
armed. The dude had to work as a goddamn security guard.
At the mall.
I mean, I honestly think offering to suck dudes' dicks on the street is higher class
it's like,
than working as a security guard. Like, that's an almost natural progression. Like, okay, this guy used to
like
be...
like legend making. You know,
yeah.
Like part of the canon of like, oh, I hit such rock bottom that I had to suck a dick. But, you know, as long as you bounce back and you begin, but, you know, yeah. I didn't, you know, it's like working at Wendy's.
Like, it's at least, how can I put this? It's like from the extremes of being as famous as Gary Coleman to then sucking dick fits within the canon of a really famous actor. I mean, that's, for what I said, a security guard, that's... Yeah, there's something definitely rock and roll about that. But security guard is like a normal job for a schlub. That's not even, like, that's so bad. It's like you've progressed from one extreme to being famous all the way past the sucking dick to finding the medium of being a complete and utter nobody.
It's just a chump. Well,
like, you're not even
video,
cool enough to suck dude's dicks on the street.
There's the famous video of him, I think, isn't it a girl who's in the car and he jumps out of the car?
He's sitting on the hood of somebody's car.
And she's like trying to back
out.
Leaving.
Yeah.
And they realize who it is. They're like, it's Arnold on the hood of my car.
And my favorite part about that is that it's, if you watch that entire video, it's shot with the same kind of style
as most, like, car safari videos are. Of, like,
sure.
People being, you know, harassed or laughing at baboons on their hood or bears trying to eat their door.
Exactly.
Or Gary Coleman sitting on the hood of their car.
That's exactly the same. Poor bastard.
But
isn't he like, he's rebounded though, right? Does he have
Gary
a wife
Coleman?
Or a husband or something
Gary
like that?
Gary Coleman?
Yeah.
He's dead, motherfucker.
Really?
He's dead, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that at all.
Oh, my God, he's dead. Yeah, he's fucking dead. He's been dead for a couple of years now, poor bastard.
No.
Come on, dude. He's fucking dead. It was all over the news. It was his wife was like, there were pictures of him that were shown while he was dying. I think it was cancer.
Wow, he did. And you're right, 2 years ago. Wow, I didn't know that at all.
Poor yeah, Gary Coleman died. Poor Gary Coleman.
He married himself a white girl, though, huh?
Yeah, she wasn't too bad looking, from what
I
understand.
Not too bad. I mean, she got himself a redhead.
I guess that is bouncing back, though, technically. That's bouncing back. From being a security guard at a mall to marrying a pretty white girl, I mean.
Hey, listen. What a weird-looking guy at his old age, though. Jesus.
Have you seen Emmanuel Lewis?
Wow, no. God, no. Let me see.
Yeah, this is why we need a professional radio show, because while we're doing this, we can be putting pics up of these people on our website so that people can see what we're seeing.
Yeah, that's all right. They can look it up as...
I think the first thing we need to do, though, is get listeners.
Well, yeah. Well,
yeah.
First order. Lewis is his last name? Lewis?
Lewis. Lewis.
Lewis. You're right. He's got, like, kind of like chubby, or he's got, like, that...
It's like Emmanuel Lewis is buried by a fat gnome.
Yeah, exactly.
In the middle of a fat gnome.
That's exactly right, because the nose and the eyes and the mouth are proportionate.
But the cheeks are huge. The
cheeks are huge, so he's like buried in this sea of fat.
Little baby, adorable Emmanuel Lewis is buried straight in the middle of just this expanding sea of fat. It starts at his cheeks and just gets bigger and bigger. Which I wanted to talk to you about something real quick on the air. Do you ever go through periods where you just like piss off everyone that you know?
I've certainly looked back and I think I did. At the time, I guess I was just having fun. Well, in my instance, it's just like being dismissive of people's feelings. And so, yeah, I guess that definitely happened.
Well, I think I'm going through one of those periods right now. I pissed off our good friend Alex in Pennsylvania a little bit.
Really?
Although he was really gracious. Yeah, on Facebook, because... He posted something about, and see, I think my joke was funny. I think my joke is really funny, and I'll tell you, I mean, I've made several jokes that have just pissed people off, but I made it, he posted something about, it's first world problems, how Scrabble is like one of the oldest fucking games, and his app on his phone, his Scrabble app, is still in the beta version. So he's like, really, like, how do you have a Scrabble app that's in a beta version? Scrabble's fucking ancient. And I was like, my joke was, I'm pretty sure Scrabble was the second game ever invented in history after Set Fire to the Jews.
That's a pretty early game, though. He's got to admit that much.
It's a very popular game.
No, but
I mean,
seriously, like, all kidding aside, it was, you know...
I mean,
it was what it was. It was, yeah, you know, Jews were persecuted for thousands of years.
Jews have been persecuted since way back in the fucking, in the B.C. era.
B.C., Jesus.
You know, the Egyptians kicking the Jews out of Egypt, and...
If Egypt,
you know, I mean,
is recognized as the oldest, isn't it?
The oldest Jew-hating country in the world? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Absolutely, yes. I just watched a clip of... This is a testament to how fucked up the Middle Eastern Muslim world is. It's one of those gotcha hidden camera shows, right? So what they do is they...
In a Muslim country?
In a Muslim country.
In
Egypt, actually. In Egypt. So here's what they do. They
gotcha,
bring on...
Gotcha, cut your hands off. We are like it.
Well, here's the thing. They bring out these Muslim guys, these Muslim actors, I shouldn't even say Muslim because they're Muslim is incidental, they're Egyptian. They bring out these Egyptian actors on an interview show, and they have this really pretty girl interviewing them. And they proceed to reveal that it's an Israeli channel, which it's not. I mean, it's the whole thing is fake. But
right. So they're bashing the Jews.
No, they reveal that it's an Israeli channel, and two of these actors got completely and utterly violent. One of them was about to pull his gun out.
Jesus.
And actually, one of them started beating the shit out of the female reporter, the female interviewer.
Cannot make that shit up.
And the great thing is that afterwards, like when they're like, oh, gotcha, you know, we're not Israeli, it's all Egyptian. Like, you know, the guy felt like whatever. And the girl is like, oh, I didn't know you were so, you know, like the patriotism that you showed is wonderful. Like,
Oh my God, you punched my face in hatred of Jews. That's wonderful. I cannot believe that you're such a Jew hater. Great.
And the greatest thing is, I mean, this guy reminded me of you, actually. When he's, like, laughing about it and he's, like, you know, apologizing to the girl or whatever, he offers to take her into his car and rub lotion on her back.
Very smooth of him, actually.
I was like, yep, that's Louis. This is the Muslim Lou.
Listen... How can I make this up to you? I got lotion in the car. I don't know.
Somehow me rubbing lotion on your back is going to make up for me punching you in the face.
I've got three tubes of lotion in my car. I don't know what to do with them. Is your back free tonight?
Yeah, one of the guys got really violent and was like grabbing a producer and trying to punch him in the face. It was horrible. It was horrible. I mean, there's some sick fucking people. But you know what, though? Like, honestly... As fucked up as it is, I can't even blame them personally because, especially in Egypt, there have been thousands of years of anti-Jew propaganda that's permeated everything in that country.
Yeah, that's like chewing gum to them. It's like, how's the weather? Oh, how many Jews did you hate on today? Oh, my God. Damn, weather is so hot today.
I really wish it would stop being so hot outside. I mean, I wish that all the crazy floating Jews in the air that are dumping, you know, radiation on us, it's got to be. We got to get this to stop.
This Jew greenhouse effect, you know what I mean? Unbelievable.
The greenhouse effect.
Everything. My shoe transmission on my car today went blue.
If we didn't live in the Jew desert, you know, with this Jew lack of water, I mean.
You guys are crazy out there.
Yeah, that is unbelievable. So, yeah, so Alex said something like, not cool, Mike, not cool. And I was like, yo, if this joke was on Family Guy, it would be perfectly fine.
You know what I mean? Like, if it were on Sunday night at 9 p.m. and it had the moniker Family Guy over it, you would be fucking applauded.
Unbelievable. And he's like, and he sent me a private message, which I haven't responded to, because, like, I just don't even know what to say. And it's like, oh, you know, I have this network of people, and I use my Facebook differently than you, because... You know, it's like a work thing also, and I'm just like, whatever, man. Like,
yeah, you're hitting me in the pocket, my man. Is he Jewish?
I think Alex is Jewish.
You get it?
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Oh, interesting.
We're going to lose 5 listeners over this conversation.
Are we anti-Semitic? Jesus. Oh, my God.
No, I can't say I'm anti-Semitic because I hate it. I really do. It's, I know it's cliche, but I hate fucking everybody. Right. Every single group of people is loathsome.
Like, in particular, I dislike religion in general. So then you throw in the one that's archaic, like Judaism, Islam. They're just so ass backwards. It's like...
The thing I do like about Judaism, though, and I really do appreciate this, is that I have never, ever had a Jew try to convert me. Ever. They don't want anybody else.
That's because they're fucking actually racist, and they don't want anybody in their fucking clan. And that's truth.
And that's fine.
Nobody points that out. But yeah, that's true. That's good on them. They don't try to ever convert my ass.
No, the Jews don't want you. It doesn't matter who you are. You could be blonde-haired, blue-eyed. You could be swarthy. You could be anything. Jews do not...
Why swarthy? I'm like, why swarthy?
Because you're swarthy.
Ah.
And Jews don't like you.
All right.
No, because honestly, like, I mean, most of the kids that I grew up with that are Jewish are blonde.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily fair of skin, but they're blonde kids. And I mean, Judaism's a Middle Eastern religion. Like, the original Jews were really dark. I mean, like...
They were Arabs. Like, they were Arabs.
They're Semites.
They come from the Middle East.
They are Semites. And Semites, believe it or not, the thing that I love about when people say anti-Semitic is that, guess what? Arabs are Semites, too.
Definitely. But it evolved into something different. But yeah, even the Jews who were from Europe that went to Israel have like a derogatory term for Arab Jews, like the OG Jews, original gangster Arab Jews.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like, you know, the equivalent of nigger for Jews.
So,
and,
so the
know,
white European
Jews
even
exactly.
discriminate against
exactly.
the
exactly.
dark
yeah, I would
Middle Eastern Jews.
I've heard it a few times, but I've never captured it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's
so
fantastic.
There's a dark Arab-looking Jew in their midst. Have a word that, you know, that points.
Well,
out
I mean, come on, man. I mean, if there's a country that exists out there that has people that are exactly the same freckle-faced ginger freaks, and they hate each other based on the religion that they have, which you can't even tell by looking at somebody.
I know. Well,
and they fucking hate each other.
I know. How do you distinguish the Protestant from Catholic in Ireland?
Really, though? Like, apparently it's the clothing. Apparently people
really?
Wear clothing that's particularly... Yeah, and in Ireland there's clothing that distinguishes you between being Protestant and Catholic. It's like a green shirt with a white cross is Protestant or Catholic. I don't even know.
Basically, the Catholic Irish, from what I've seen here, are the white trash ones with bummy clothes. I'm assuming the Protestant ones have
I would think that the Protestants are higher class just because they come from the whole British thing. I mean, I would assume that, because as everybody knows, all British people are high class.
Well, they all have butlers. So
yes, they all they are either all butlers or have butlers. doesn't that crack you up though? How like so many characters on TV that are butlers are British. Like they're basically our superiors. And they've always kind of envisioned themselves that way. Yet when they come to America, we make them our butlers.
They're the help.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So go down the corner and wait for
somebody.
And
the double, like, okay, so Benson was a black guy, right? Benson, yeah. the TV character, was a black guy. And then you get the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, where the butler is black and British.
Damn, he fucked up somewhere.
Poor Jeffrey.
Benson was a spinoff, though, of some weird show called Soap, I believe.
A weird show? Soap was awesome.
Yeah. I only saw a few episodes of it when I was a kid, so it was like, weird.
It is weird, but the whole point of it was, because that was around the era where soap operas became really huge, and I mean, honestly, soap operas are not lampooned enough, and here was a comedy that was making fun of soap operas.
Yeah, it was like a soap opera comedy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, please. They had some great moments on that show. There was at one point, they were...
Mona was on that.
Yeah, Mona from... Mona Angela.
Angela. Mona.
Mona.
Jonathan.
So the great thing, one of the characters, I think it was actually Mona, hooks up with this fucking, like... Latin American dictator named El Puerco.
El Puerco?
El Puerco.
That's awesome. That's good.
Yeah, that show was great. And fucking and the doctor from Empty Nest was on that show too.
Yeah. He was her husband.
He was also a camp counselor on Meatballs, I believe. In the movie Meatballs. Did you ever see those movies?
Yeah, but like my formative years, which helped shape me to be as, you know. But I can't remember those movies.
But how are we not supposed to grow up being perverts when the movies that were really popular when we were young were like Meatballs and Porky's?
Porky's. You know, all you wanted to do was see Jingling Titties.
I mean, Jingling Titties is, I still, all I want to do is see Jingling Titties.
I know. Fram and I were watching Airplane the other day. I love that movie. Classic. But there's a scene where, like, I think she says, assume your crash position.
Right.
So there's just, like, some naked chick running around, you know, jiggling out, like, for no reason.
Nobody made comedies like the old school Zucker Brothers, man.
No. Just, and there was actually something this time around that I never noticed.
What?
There's at the very beginning, there's a dude who's, like, directing airplane traffic, and somebody, another dude, you know, with those like neon things in his hands,
mm-hmm.
and another dude asks him a question, and he directs him somewhere, like over there somewhere. So the plane takes off to that direction and crashes into a terminal through the window, and so in slow motion, everybody just like jumps out the way, and I noticed there was like a breastfeeding mom who throws her baby away.
That's what makes a great comedy is the small background. That's one of the reasons why South Park is so awesome, is because of the stupid small shit in the background. That's what used to make The Simpsons so great. That's what makes Futurama so fucking great.
Futurama
is such a fantastic. I just watched all 5 seasons of Futurama on Netflix.
Wow, that's cool. I mean, I've watched the first 3 seasons that were like the originals, but I haven't seen the newer ones.
They're not as good, but they're still so damn good. I mean, it's just like,
that show
is just incredible.
Charming.
It's an incredible show.
Absolutely charming. I love that fucking show. Oh, you know what? I need to fucking mention this. So, Fermil and I were watching J. Edgar.
Oh, that fucking, why did they get that little kid voiced actor to play J. Edgar Hoover?
To be honest, he did take away from it. He did a good job, but he did take away from it in the older years, you know what I mean? because you can still hear his voice.
His little boy voice, man.
And that's exactly why he took away from it. I mean, they made him look old enough and kind of like him. But, yeah, you're right. His voice was a little bit annoying, a tiny bit. But in my mind, I always, you know, I always said, to be witty, that J. Edgar Hoover was the number one enemy of freedom of speech ever.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
Scumbag. I guess.
No, please, Edgar, J. Edgar Hoover, Joe McCarthy. I mean, like, there's so many.
Yeah. Reagan, too.
Reagan hated free speech.
I guess Hitler and Stalin, but you know what? They never really had.
No, they weren't really influential in America. J. Edgar Hoover was an American censor.
Yeah, and he sent, you know, agents, undercover, covert ops agents to disrupt. If you wanted to do something cool and make things better, he would send somebody to fuck you up.
Before I forget, there was they just discovered, speaking of undercover bullshit, they just discovered in New Jersey
a NYPD
surveillance den in an apartment. Some landlord went into his apartment went into one of the supposedly empty apartments to check on it, and there was still like a notice on the door that there was going to be, I don't know, some kind of maintenance or something, and because they just put them on every doors, and the notice was still there. He goes inside, and there's like no furniture except for two beds, some NYPD radios, and some surveillance equipment.
Wow! So they're watching.
They're spying on Muslims. There's like a Muslim school nearby.
That's fucking crazy. Look at that shit.
They're operating outside of New York.
How is
that
allowed? Isn't that
an FBI thing?
Definitely. How is that allowed? That's incredible. That's out of this world.
How does state police get the chops to have jurisdiction outside of there? It's not even a state. It's NYPD.
I know.
New York City.
Brazen. They're just brazen. They do whatever the fuck they want. Oh, I'm gonna go to Jersey and get a fucking apartment and spy on these guys.
There's been a lot of news about NYPD corruption and shit, like how they're arresting people. I mean, they've been doing this for years, arresting people for filming them and shit like that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they look out for themselves.
They just did some shit where I don't know exactly what it was, but there was just a big thing where they did something that was kind of fucked up, and they were being called to task for it, and they went around to people who were filming with their cameras and shit, because it was a big scene, and were offering money for their cell phones.
Wow. That's crazy. I did not hear about that. Well, it's just, it's an inherited culture of do whatever you want, you know what I mean? Like J. Edgar Hoover. You did whatever you wanted. He had a vast network of crazy dudes who were down for, and that's the thing though, in the movie they don't get into that. They get into that he's, you know, corrupted, and they only touch on it with Martin Luther King, like a little bit touching on it. Like just a tiny bit. At the end he was corrupt. Such bullshit. But what I did want to say, which was surprising, that I had a smile on my face the whole time. Apparently him and his number two guy were a couple of flaming faggots together.
Yeah, I know. There was a lot of speculation about it. It was like his main agent, the guy that and I think towards the end of it, I don't know if they got into that, but from what I remember, he disavowed the guy or something, or.
Well, according to the Hollywood movie, they worked together to the end. They were both like sickly and old, but they were in love with each other, like an absolutely balls to the throat. In love with each other.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear that at all. Real quick before we go, though, let me just finish this up. The other thing was a friend that I've known from MySpace for banging on 10 years now, who I've met. Actually, you met her, too, in the city when we all were down there once with Mick. But she posted something about how there's a tenuous but solid link between marijuana use and schizophrenia, that marijuana users are 40% more likely to develop schizophrenia, and and a bunch of stuff like that. And I said, wow, it's a good thing I stopped smoking marijuana. And I said, shut the fuck up. And I said, who said that?
And
no, she did not appreciate that at all. Not at all.
Why not? That was actually a joke.
It was a joke.
Weird. It was a joke. Some people just...
There's certain things that some people just don't have sense of humor about. And you know what? Like, I watched my Nona just deteriorate mentally while she was still alive and become somebody else from Alzheimer's, and it was fucking traumatic because she was my grandmother, and I grew up with her, and I loved her. And I talked to her on the... Even when I was living on my own, I talked to her ass all the time.
Right.
You know? And I watched that happen, and it was painful to go and visit her, and I avoided it. But you know what? Like, you make an Alzheimer's joke, and it's funny, I'm going to fucking laugh. You gotta have a sense of humor about shit, man.
That's the way to live.